Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Are you free, Mr. Lacey?
Yes, I'm free, Mrs. Venice.
Mrs. Slocum, please gather around.
We're measuring up for...
The Peapod.
Ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods.
This week, we're recording the Peapod at Hector's Menswear on Chapel Street, and we'll meet owner Joe Bicknell to find out more about his new business in this iconic location.
We welcome back local photographer Michael Clement to the Peapod and find out how lockdown has affected his career.
John Walker from the Petersfield Post will be wearing his best herringbone jacket to bring us up to date with our local news.
And Susie Wilde goes wild walking on the Isle of Wight.
Along with new music from local band Juno, we'll make sure you're being served with a very fine and proper Peapod indeed. Going up. So Claire, here we are in Hector's Menswear. We are joined by producer Dave this week to join in the crosstalk. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Hello, Geoff. I'm very good, mate. I'm looking around at all the sorts of things that I couldn't wear in a month of Sundays because I don't make them big enough.
And Claire, what do you think?
I think it's a really stylish shop. It's beautiful in here. It's just, you walk in and already you feel like you want to, well, not me personally, because there's nothing for me here, but you'd want to have a look at all the gorgeous jackets hanging up, you know, have a look through all the socks. It just entices you to come in and have a look. I think it's fab. I imagine you want to try everything on, Geoff.
I do, but I was not allowed to bring my wallet this evening. The good lady wife said no.
I didn't realise you'd ever brought your wallet previously, judging by your appearances in the pub, but still.
Harsh, Dave. So,
is this? I have to concur with Claire. I think this is a fabulous shop. It's the sort of place I expect to see James Bond wander through, say something at the counter, and then wander through the back, go down in a lift down to some MI5 dungeon. It's that sort of gentleman's, proper gentleman's outfitter. It's really, really good.
I first used this shop in the late 70s when I got my school trousers from here.
Not this one.
The shop, the owners before Fraser's, it was called Richards. And he was actually our next door neighbour 30 years ago, 35 years ago. And we used to come in here and I used to get my Farrahs for school. I'm going to say no more than that.
Well, talking of trousers,
Geoff is sporting a rather fetching pair of red cord trousers that he's put on specially for this occasion.
Yeah, they were a gift a few years ago from my work colleagues, and they are still friends. But I have never really had a shirt that goes with it, as you can tell.
I'm not surprised.
I was looking for inspiration, because I think these are a lovely...
This is a top quality place, Geoff. They're not going to have anything that would go with those. Or you, to be fair, because it's a quality outfitters.
Well, I'm going to speak to Joe later. And he might have some ideas. And I don't care what you both think. I like them.
I think they're nice. I think there would be something here. I'm pretty sure that you could match with them.
Even or the blend. Till's a classic, blend, isn't
possibly.
It? Look.
It's a cracking till.
That is from Grace Brothers, isn't it?
It is.
Via Open All Hours. So we've listened to the theme tune of Are You Being Served? What do you remember about that programme, Dave?
I remember it was very funny. Very un-PC, touched on so many topics that you wouldn't touch on these days. I mean, obviously, the campness of John Inman tended to run the whole way. That was the thread through it. But I think it was done in a loving way, and I think that's sometimes overlooked when we are involved in Lawrence Fox's culture wars. not that I want to side with Lawrence Fox on anything, but...
And the actor who played Mr. Granger, Arthur Brough? He was actually born in Petersfield, and an interesting fact for you all, he used to own Baker's The Butchers in the High Street, which is now Superdrug. Yeah.
That is Geoff's definition of an interesting fact, which explains why his work colleagues buy him cherry red cords as a present.
So, Claire, how's your week been?
It's been wet. Wet and windy, I think. You know, like everybody else, it's not been pleasant. I went for a run Sunday morning. I don't know what possessed me. I guess I just needed to get out. But it wasn't pleasant. And hats off to everybody who did run the marathon, because obviously they couldn't run the marathon. They couldn't hold the marathon as they normally would do. So those who had got accepted into the marathon could run it, you know, sort of remotely, I suppose, from where they lived. And I know that a good friend of mine from this area did do the marathon in that awful, awful weather. So, you know, well done, everybody who took part. I only ran a little sort of 4 or 5 mile.
Yeah, I went for
that was enough.
I went for a 6 mile walk and it took hours to get warm.
Yeah. Hot water bottle, Geoff. Hot chocolate and hot water bottle.
And some Vic on my chest.
Yeah, there you go.
If he's around.
And Dave, how's your week been?
Pretty much the same as every other week, Geoff, to be honest. I spend most of it looking for another job.
And how's that going?
I apply for plenty, but I've had one interview in 3 months, so not great. The market's not good out there. You know, there are a lot of people being laid off. Every day in the news, there seems to be more people being laid off. I haven't got young kids to feed, but I have got me to feed, and that is quite an expensive business, as I'm sure you realise. But, you know, it is what it is. We just have to cope with it. And obviously, it gives me more time to edit out all your errors.
There you go.
And how's your week been, Geoff?
Well, I've had better. Got a little bit of something I want to get off my chest.
That shirt.
Easy.
Sorry.
I'm going to get on to what you're inferring to shortly, but I want to go back to the parking and the traffic in the town. Now, Friday evening, I drove my son to his place of work on Lavant Street, and both sides of Lavant Street were rammed from the top to the bottom, so you could only get one car going up or down. So there was 3 cars at one end, there was me, another couple of cars, and a bus, and we just couldn't go anywhere. And I know there was lots of letters in the Pixel Post about last week about pedestrianisation and things like that, but seriously, something has got to be done, because they shouldn't have been parking on that side. It was 20-6, so there's white lines on that side. So I've got an idea, and I'm happy to have a chat with anyone around doing something about this, whether we double yellow line one side of Lavant Street, all along Chapel Street, to stop people from being out of park. We either do a one-way system throughout the town, but something seriously has got to be done. And I'm happy to have a debate with anyone regarding this, because it's getting beyond a joke.
A lot of it's down to laziness. People just can't be bothered to walk an extra 150, 200 yards. There are people who struggle to walk, who need to park close to shops, venues, but a lot of it is down to people who just can't be bothered. I mean, it's a generalisation, I'm afraid, but it's true. You know, I can go into either of the main supermarket car parks in this town, and almost every time I see someone pull into either a disabled space or a parent and child space who isn't entitled to.
Mm.
Almost every time. And it's just laziness.
It's the bottom of the high street. It's through Chapel Street. It's outside HSBC. People just dump their car because I'm only going to be 10, 15 minutes. But people can't cross the road. It's causing obstructions. And I think people have just got to get it into their heads. We need to progress. Chichester. The car parks in Chichester are further away from the city centre than they are than the ones in Petersfield.
I think one of the solutions might be, and it's quite a simple solution, because all the complaints are about people who just want to park up, pop in and go out. All the car parks should be first half hour free.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's that half an hour, you know. It's not a long walk to go into town, so you don't. If you're just popping in, you don't want to have to pay for an hour, because I do have to drive to come into town. So to do that
it's not far from Langrish.
It's not far, but I'm a busy person. I need to pop in, grab a few bits, and go. Now I do try and find the half an hour slots or an hour slot if I can, or I pay in the car park if there isn't. But I think that Dave's got a valid point.
But most of the car parks, you have to pay 2 hours. There is no. I think it's only
Swan. And the Festival Hall, I think, are both an hour.
Okay, but you get an hour. Yeah. Well, that's not enough. I think Dave's correct. Mm. I think I'll ask Joe the question later on, what his thoughts about the traffic outside his shop. Enough is enough.
Mm. There
well,
you go.
Well, a car's just pulled up outside. admittedly, it has got a baby in it and pushed by a bloke who's on his telephone, but it has just pulled up outside.
So, other than that, yeah, unfortunately, it was announced that the company I work for will be laying off 900 staff, closing 164 branches, and I do have to apply for my job. But it is what it is. As Dave said, the last 7 months have shown we have got no control over anything. So we just do the best we can, and we just have to accept the consequences and the outcome.
Well, good luck with it, Geoff. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's right.
He's still smiling, bless him.
But I imagine he's not doing sober October anymore.
I have been trying to cut back into the drinking, as I said last week. Wednesday, when the news came out, that did go out the window. But Friday night, I had to drive. And I had an alcohol-free Friday.
So you might be all right, actually, because Wednesday was still September. Maybe you're still on the track.
Maybe. But I think, weren't they changing it that you could... didn't have to commit to the whole time. You could do bits and bobs.
Oh,
of this.
I don't know. So, I haven't looked at it.
I think
that
you'll
detail,
find
actually.
It's not actually ingrained in law.
Yeah.
I think if you want a drink in October, you can go and have one. The same as you don't need to grow a moustache in November. I think it's preference. I mean, the way law is going, possibly 2021, it may be ingrained in law, but you never know.
We like to include interesting content and local stories every week in the Peapod. So if there's anything you'd like to hear us feature or comment on, do let us know.
And we like to meet you, the Petersphere people. So if you have a venue or a business that could host a recording of the Peapod on a Monday evening, we'd love to hear from you. You can leave a voice message on Petersfield 555 500 or email pod@thepeapod.uk.
Coming up, we'll avoid Captain Peacock and head over to the menswear department here at Hector's. But first, looking mighty dapper this week, it's John Walker. Ah, Mr. Walker, are you free?
Oh, certainly, sir. Certainly. Suits you.
John, how are you, mate?
Very well. I'm in this emporium of fine clothing, which unfortunately won't do me any good because I'm one of these people who, when I get dressed up, within 30 minutes, I look like a sack of rubbish, so I can't spend money on anything decent.
But what's caught your eye?
Oh, Geoff, your red trousers, your corduroys.
Other than my trousers...
There's a nice line in ties here next to me. As you can see, I'm a tie person.
Obviously, he's not that good a tie person, is there sock?
That's where I've been going wrong, Dave, to be fair.
The sock wall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ties are here.
Well, there's a nice range of ties there. And socks are here.
Yeah, I've got my eye on the hat because I do love a nice hat. So
no, I didn't go running at the weekend, but I did go walking.
So, likewise. Where did you go?
I made the mistake of setting off from the east near end of South Sea Front and got to the Stillham West, had a pint, came out, and it was raining. It was torrential, blowing, and I had a 2 mile walk back. So that cheered the young lady I was up with, no end. Words were exchanged, Geoff, should we say.
So, what's in the Peaceful Post this week, John? Anything about Taro Fair not being on?
Yes. apparently, the town council have. So, I've been told, released a statement saying it won't be going ahead this weekend. I think it was always problematical whether it would or not. They struggled to get it through in Alton. It had been cancelled the previous week for Alsford. I just think people are worried that being in a crowd, you're likely to catch some virus that appears to be going round. So,
oh, I hadn't heard about that.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm sure you're going to feel the consequences fairly soon, Geoff. So, yeah, there's a little bit about the fair not being on. Going back to the wind and the rain, Liss hit the highlights on Friday. It was the most rained-on town in the country.
From a great height.
From a great height. 78 millimetres, which is, I think, just over 3 inches in old money.
Now, I want to go back to something, John.
Well, blimey, do you?
So, I got picked up
Did you?
Picked up at the beginning of the year.
Not those trousers.
When we discussed, when we were at the Tarot Centre, everyone was telling me it's the Tarot Centre, but we say Tarot Fair, and it's spelt the same way. So I will go back to my original point right back in January that it's the Tarot Centre. Thank you.
You have the memory of an elephant, Geoff.
And the trousers.
Of an elephant. In fact, in this light, they look vaguely like elephant skin. I don't know. Well, I think, again, I'm not... I am agreeing with you, actually. I think you'll find it's people from away, shall we say, who calls it the whatever they call it, when it should be the Tarot Centre. Mm.
The manager of the Tarot Centre says it's the Tarot Centre.
Yeah, and where does he come from?
Guildford?
Just around the corner from the
tarot. Yeah, now he does. This is that is the ills of this town, Dave, are on people coming here.
Harumph.
Exactly.
And what else, mate?
Oh, Wednesday night, again, in the rain. A group of people who work in the theatre, cinema and allied industries lit up the town hall, the festival hall, with red lights under the We Make Events Happen logo to highlight the fact that virtually all of them are out of work now. Which was, I don't know how you could describe it really, because they were obviously cheerful people, but when you spoke to them, you could find out that most of them hadn't worked since March and were on their beam ends, and they're not really sure when it's going to pick up again, or when they will go back to work.
Well, for amateur productions, it's...
What, like this one?
Yep. You're talking middle of next year before you can even consider putting on shows again, yeah. Which is a long time.
And as you say, that's amateur productions, and I'm not, you know... But these guys are professional. They live. They've got mortgages. I mean, a local company, or local organisation, Hometown Events... have packed it all in completely and are now doing house removals or anything just to keep themselves afloat. And they're two guys with young kids. Well, one of them's got a family. I think the other lad's got an fiancé. They've got no money. Nothing. All gone completely. And it's just grim for them. And it was raining on them as well, so I don't think they felt things were getting any better.
Many letters in this week.
Oh, yes. Mr. Burstall has written his usual ream. He's got everything in this week. I think it's Brexit, car parking, everything, Geoff. It's a joy to behold. 4 A sides of complete writing.
And any photos in?
We do have photos in the paper, Geoff. Yeah. They're the bits without the words in. Yes, there's the results of the photo competition, which has gone very well. It's surprising that a lot of people can take very good pictures just using their mobile phones. And, so the winners of that are in there, along with the Petersfield Pumpkin Growers Association annual event. And who's won that? And the latest update on the Petersfield Signal Box, which is now out to be saved if anybody's got a spare 10 metres in their back garden, or however big it is, to put it up.
So are they still looking to take it down then, are they? Is that...
Yeah, they want to take it down because they want to narrow the rail track. The reason given for that is so that we spend less time crossing it. Now, I don't actually see... Exactly, Geoff. If you reduce it from 10 metres wide to 8.5 metres wide and you go in a car, how much time are you going to save?
And that's one stride, isn't it, really, when you're walking?
If you've got long legs, Geoff.
Yeah, a couple of strides, but...
Well, there you go.
Putting on more trains.
No,
Dave. I don't think they're putting on more. What they want to do... If it wasn't a listed building, I think they'd just have it down and that'll be the end of it. But it's Grade 2 listed, and they want to computerise everything and move it to Basingstoke, thus doing the signalman out of a job. So it's...
The gates sometimes come down when the trains are less anyway, so it could be... they could bring them down when they're at Lippock. if they're that far away.
Yeah, yeah, they can bring them down at any time, Geoff.
Don't you just find that? No, it's just
me. No, I've often queued down that road. You can almost hear the train leaving Lippock. it's a bit quicker to run around the town, I think. Not that I can anymore, but there we go. It's another thing entirely. And the trooper's been sold. The trooper in was, they let us know today. Well, they didn't let us know. Christie's let us know today they've been sold. But at the moment, the whys and the wherefores and the who tos are being kept under wraps for some reason. But I suspect at some point there'll be a planning application for houses in the car park up there. That'll be the trooper done and dusted, I think. But there we go.
Well, on that bombshell, thank you, John. And the Pizza Post is out every Wednesday and costs 75 pence. So please get one with your weekly shop or subscribe to the digital version.
A bargain.
The P stands for Petersfield.
It's like the best town ever.
The Pea Pod.
Hector's is a new gentleman's outfitters with a modern touch situated on Chapel Street.
Owner Joe Bicknell has recently opened this family-run business with his wife, and he's here with us now.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
So how's the business been going since you opened?
It's been going absolutely great. It's been really busy and really kind of beyond my wildest expectations. You know, we thought long and hard about this present climate and whether or not to actually do it. So you worry about will you get the footfall, but it's been really good. The locals have been fantastic supporting us.
What concerns did you have starting up a new business in the middle of a pandemic?
And I guess there's sort of two parts to that question. One is what concerns do you have setting up a business, and you're always frankly going to be worried about this and worried about that, and then layer on top of it the pandemic. I mean, for me, I've just got to a stage in my life where it was, do something for myself now or I'm never going to do it. So you kind of take some of the macroeconomic state of the world stuff out of the equation to an extent, and you do as good a job as you can possibly do. And really, you have to have faith in what you're offering. We'd done a little bit of market research on the area. We knew Fraser's before, and my sister-in-law Natalie, who works here, actually worked at Fraser's for 19 years, so we understood the customer. We thought we understood exactly what was required. And you have to go with it. The biggest fear really that sticks around for me is another lockdown, because obviously then things go out of your control. You can't open the doors, then you can't put anything in the till. So that's probably my biggest worry.
Now, there's a wonderful tradition of having a gentleman's shop, clothes shop here. Can you tell us a bit more about the history of that?
Yeah, so I'm certainly aware of the previous two menswear shops at the location, Fraser's since the late 80s. And before that, it was Roy Richards. And a lot of people have fond memories in the 70s of shopping with Roy Richards. I'm not sure when Roy Richards started. What I do know is that it became a menswear shop for the first time in 1936. And previously, it was actually a bank. So when they were refurbing the unit, there was a safe built in upstairs, which has now become a walk-in wardrobe. It's that big, because if you'd have taken it out, the building would have fallen down.
Now, as we're standing here, Joe, it's a really beautiful shop. It's decorated, really stylishly. It's gorgeous dark blue paint and wonderful clothes around. Can you tell us a bit more about the clothes that you sell?
Yeah, so, the idea, first and foremost, my number one priority is to keep the Fraser's customer happy. So they would come in here for, 100% wool socks, 100% cotton socks, their pajamas, not just the stuff you see in the window. Those accessories are things that people have relied on for many years, and we don't want to take them away. So first and foremost is we keep the Fraser's customer happy, and that involves Donegal Irish tweeds from companies like McGee. It involves, 100% wool jackets from companies like Gertine. Again, manufactured in the UK, up in Norfolk. They still drive their mill with a steam engine. But also, we're bringing in new lines. Guide of London, which is a very popular line for younger people, very well fitted jackets and clothing. We also carry local Stoke shoes, again, another real English manufacturing success story. Hats, trousers, really, really whatever. And if we don't have what people are looking for, you know, if you can build a relationship with them, then they don't have a problem with us ordering stuff in for them, and we're doing an awful lot of that. So yeah, we will order specific things. There's a specific pair, specific color of cords that I'm ordering for someone at the moment. We're not looking at you, Joff. there are other colors available, is what I'm saying.
Not that color.
But also we do the alterations as well, so that people they can buy a regular pair of length of trousers, and we'll have them altered in 24, 48 hours for them and adjusted for them. We're doing that with jackets, sleeve shortening. Yeah, we had a chap in that had lost 3 stone through lockdown and had bought a load of jackets in Fraser's closing down sale and brought them in, and what we were able to do with them was incredible.
I've also heard that you... you hire out suits, is that correct?
Yeah, so we're doing a whole range of formal hire wear. So if you think about weddings, the races, just a dinner jacket, tuxedo, white tie, black tie. So we have a full range of hire wear. Again, it's something that Fraser's offered before. We were really keen to continue with that. And actually already, even though we've only been open 2 months, I think in total we've either done or are working with about 6 weddings, which for this present time and climate is good going.
Where did the name Hector's come from?
There's the long version and the short version. The short version is our dog, mine and Michelle's dog, is called Hector. He is a miniature Dachshund. He's 12 years old. He's not impressed, frankly, that he has a shop named after him, because I think he always expected there was one. He's taking it in his stride. The longer version is that I wanted to call our son Hector, and I was overruled at every turn. So I called my dog Hector, and now I've called my shop Hector.
Oh my goodness. Is it a family name, or is it just a name you like?
No, I'm not entirely sure where it came from. These things just pop into my head.
Well, lastly, Joe, are you free?
I'm free.
Thanks to Joe for hosting the Peapod this week. We're feeling very stylish in our pure cashmere sweaters.
The P stands for Petersfield.
I think it's an amazing place to live.
The Peapod.
Coming up, we'll catch up with photographer Michael Clement. But first, Susie is on the Isle of Wight, battling with the wind, reflecting on sailing adventures of the past, and soaking up the last of this year's warm weather.
Richard and I are staying on the Isle of Wight. We're in the old coach house of Brooke House, which turns out to have been visited by Garibaldi and J.B. Priestley, and next door at Littlebrook, Jane Birkin lived for ages, who's notorious, really. This is our first morning, and we're doing the most fantastic walk. Richard found it this morning when he went to get the paper, and you can do the coastal path right along to Freshwater Bay. That's what we're doing. And I'm looking out on just the most blue sky and blue sea, and was so lucky because I'm dressed in thermals because they said it was going to be really, really cold and probably wet. So I'm dying of heat at the moment, but that is not to moan because it's so wonderful. Oh, there's been things like a sparrowhawk, and rain's gone up to the edge the whole time, which is crumbling. I'm screaming at her to get away. And skylarks in the field beside. But really excitingly, Richard just said to me, oh, the last time, well, my first and last time that I was ever this side of the Isle of Wight was doing the Round the Island race in, ages ago, probably 2000, something like that. And it's the very day where they're doing it again. So there's this flood of white sails. We can see sort of up on the downs, we can just look right over the other side and see sails processing. But he thinks that will be a record day today, particularly if Ben Ainslie's in it, because it's a really stiff northerly. So I've managed to sort of crouch down behind a sort of dry stone wallish thing just to get away from the wind so that I can record this. Well, on we go to Freshwater Bay, but it is like childhood. It's just like going back to the 50s. And then we're going to go back across the top on the Tennyson Trail, because Tennyson used to leave his house on Freshwater Bay to come back to Brook House, where we are, with his great black cloak flapping and a big black hat as well. That would have been splendid. Oh, and there's loads of people surfing and so on, because the waves are so tall. Anyway, it's going to be brilliant. Well, we're up on the Tennyson Trail. I'm looking out. There's still some white sails in the distance of the round the island. But it's really blowing up here, so I'm sort of sheltering behind Richard's shoulder so that I can do this. A sparrowhawk has just landed really close on a sort of wizened pine, because there are loads of skylarks here and obviously rabbits. We've just passed the golf course again, coming back this way, and it's full of cyclists. There was one club in particular who were all sitting in the tea room, and it was also, I found out, a tiny museum, which was sweet. Anyway, we're nearing the end of the walk. I would think it's going to be about 10 kilometres in total. We've done everything, walking into fresh water and so on. Rain has absolutely loved it, and we're just so lucky with the weather. But it was quite funny, because out to our starboard going back, there was a small boat all on its own, struggling around this side of the island, and we were almost walking quicker than it was managing to do, because we're going, put the engine on, and Richard was saying, oh, the race officer will be there till midnight. But anyway, luckily it's been a really lovely first walk. Rain, of course, is saying it's my best walk ever, and that's what I love about dogs. It's sort of every day is their best day ever.
Thanks, Susie. All of Susie's walks are available to listen to at shineradio.uk. And if you have a walk you'd like to suggest or share with us, contact us on pod@thepeapod.uk.
Claire Venice and Geoff Lacey in Petersfield's Peapod.
Last week, we spoke to Dave Bowers about a crowdfunding page Shine Radio has set up.
The aim is to raise money to enable Shine Radio to relay live church services to people who cannot attend them, including the residents of our local care homes.
Shine Radio provides a vital way to remain connected to the community and alleviate insecurity, isolation and loneliness, especially during this current time.
So if you'd like to show your support and donate to this project, please go to crowdfunder.co.uk/Petersfields-Shine-Radio.
And there are also rewards in return for your donation. If you've ever wanted to read the news or the weather, your opportunity could be now. Take a look and see what's on offer.
The P stands for Petersfield.
It's a lovely area, lovely people, lovely atmosphere.
The Peapod.
Way back in January, we spoke to local photographer Michael Clement. Highly regarded and well-established in his chosen career, Michael has photographed an impressive list of actors and musicians.
A lot has happened to us all since we last spoke to Michael, so we're delighted to welcome back to the Peapod. Hello, Michael, how are you?
I'm all right. I can't believe it was January.
It was January,
well,
yes.
If only we knew what was ahead of us. Yeah.
So, how have you been? What have you been up to?
I think, as with so many people, it has been a trying time, to say the least. Any form of commercial work was completely cut out for at least 3 or 4 months, as from March. Particularly as I specialise in photographing people, there was just no opportunity to do that at all. Probably the lowest part of lockdown was Q Magazine, who we talked about so much before, has sadly folded, which paints a fairly grim landscape for printed media in the music press. Who knows where that's going to go now. And in terms of commercial work, it's slowly picking up. It's certainly not anywhere near the levels it was pre-COVID. We'll just have to wait and see how it pans out.
So were you able to still, did you still go out and take photos when you were in lockdown?
It was actually part of my kind of cathartic process that you know, as we all did, we all went out on our walks, and I had a camera with me at all times. And in a lot of ways, it was quite a fantastic time because I personally got to really explore the area. I really started to discover places I'd never seen before. And it's great to be able to document it and spend time literally with no pressure or no brief, and just take photographs of things you see and recording things in maybe a slightly unusual manner. I think to most of my family, it drove them crazy. But I sort of built up, and I even did one little project, which was signs that have hedges growing around them. Which, so you can see I had a bit of time on my hands. Yes. And you'd be surprised at how many places in Petersfield have signs with, you know, hedges slowly growing over them. And it's just very, very bizarre. And people couldn't quite understand. They would actually come out of their houses and say, you know, why are you standing in the middle of the road taking this photograph of this sign? And even when I gave an explanation, I don't think they were completely convinced. But there we go.
Look forward to seeing an exhibition of that.
Well, I think they'll probably just stay, you know, on a hard drive somewhere for no one to see.
So what have you been working on most of all?
Well, the big project, I think I'd we'd briefly discussed this before, that you know, as with any photographer, you're always doing your own personal projects. And it started at the beginning of lockdown, really an extension of what I was explaining before. And I've been photographing, it's completely the opposite of rock and roll, an allotments up near to the Harrow pub. And it was just by chance I happened to walk past it, and I met Steve Amos, who I believe is a friend of the radio. And he's such a lovely guy, and he could see I was sort of curious, and he said, well, let me show you around. And you know, within minutes of seeing the place, it clearly had project written all over it. And it was as much my curiosity, but it just became very apparent that these allotments really serving as a sort of metaphor for how people are coping with COVID and lockdown. Because one of the interesting things is allotments were exempt from, as long as people socially distance, they were never closed throughout, you know, right from the beginning. Clearly also people who don't have gardens or their own personal outside space, you know, these places became refuge for their sanity, their own mental health. It really is a lovely space, but it also has this fantastic sense of community, you know, as with all of these local projects.
What's next for you, Michael?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we've all had time to reflect and evaluate our lives and plan for the future. And obviously, the future is very uncertain for so many of us. So one of the things I have been is to start some teaching as well. I've always enjoyed teaching photography and have lectured at various universities and art schools. So that is something that to pursue as well. And obviously keep the commissions going, and there'll be I've got one project that I'm rearing to go with, and unfortunately until the restriction for COVID are lifted, it's not possible. So that's hopefully the next time I'll be telling you about that one.
Well, Michael, thank you very much. It's great to catch up with you again, and we look forward to seeing those photos very soon, hopefully.
Great, it's a real pleasure.
The Peapod Events Guide. What's on in the Petersphere?
Do you have an interest in textiles? The List in Stitches Textiles Group at the Triangle Centre hosts artist Helen Sill on October the 20th. The talk will cover different textile techniques particular to Northwest India. This event is open to non-members too. To book your place, email helenamandasill@gmail.com by October the 13th.
Tickets have gone on sale for the Rogate Pumpkin Patch, taking place from October the 17th until the 31st. Due to this year's COVID-19 restrictions, the farm is offering a ticket-only entry. Tickets are £2 per person and under twos are free. For more information, visit rogatepumpkinpatch.com.
And if you'd rather stay home, why not tune in to shineradio.uk to listen to a brighter mix of music and local information.
There's so much to choose from on Shine Radio. Audio shows including Talking Books and Growing Together. And if you love your country music, tune in to Tim Rogers every Sunday from 3 p.m.
Find all our audio at shineradio.uk or search Petersfield on your favourite podcast app.
If you're running an event, get it in the guide. Just email pod@thepod.uk.
We continue with our support of local musicians, and this week it's the turn of Petersfield indie band Juno.
Former students of the Petersfield School, here they are now with their recent track, Every Time.
Thanks to Juno, cracking tune, you can find Juno's music on all major streaming platforms.
And if you are a local musician and would like to submit a song for us to play, contact us at pod@thepeapod.uk.
And if this has been a long Peapod, don't worry, it will ride up with wear.
Thanks to our guests Michael Clement, John Walker, Juno and our host Joe Bicknell.
A big thanks to the volunteer team at Shine Radio. If you'd like to get involved, do get in touch. We're always happy to welcome new volunteers.
We're on Petersfield 555 500 or email us at pod@thepeapod.uk. And we're also on the main social media apps.
We'll be celebrating our 50th Peapod on October the 26th, where we'll be recording a special edition at the studio at TPS.
More on that to come, but put that date, October the 26th, in the diary if you'd like to be in the audience and watch us record the Peapod live. So, from all of us here at Hector's Menswear,
bye!
The Peapod is produced by volunteers at Petersfield Community Radio.
We're building a new 24-hour radio service for Petersfield.
A bright new service for the whole family.
And we want to know who you'd most like to hear on air.
Perhaps it's someone you've already heard in their podcast.
Or new untapped talent.
Who are the brightest, most charismatic people you know in Petersfield?
People who could bring a smile to anyone.
And who are the real characters and entertainers in your life, in your neighbourhood, or where you work?
If you know someone who has a gift for bringing joy into people's lives, let us know and we'll get them on the air.
It might even be you. Don't be shy.
Email team@petersfieldradio.uk.
Find us on social media.
Or call Petersfield 555 500.